Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Beauty Talk with Illusions Cosmetics for Thursday, April 2nd. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, co-owner of Illusions Cosmetics, and I'm joined tonight by my sister and business partner, Denise.
Hello.
Tonight's show is an exciting one. We will be discussing Hollywood beauty, and tonight we are joined by actress and comedian Kim Whitley. So please be sure to call in and join our discussion. The call-in number is 914-803-4399. Again, that's 914-803-4399. You can email your questions or comments at info@illusionsbeauty.com, and also we are live in the chat room tonight, so please join us there as well. Kim, are you on the line?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, how are you?
Good. I'm glad
to be
doing
it. I was like, I don't know. They're talking. I don't know what to do.
Well, music was playing, and I saw that you hung up. So,
oh, you know what? Because I said I better call from my home phone so I can not have that. You know how people call you and go, boop.
Right, right.
So I said if I call my home phone, I could do that star 70.
Okay. Thought maybe you heard the music and it threw you off, so you're like, okay, that's not them.
Oh, no. And then I was like, if you want to talk to the host, press 1. I was like, what in the world? I said, I guess that's who I want to talk to.
So tonight, Kim, everything is all about beauty. So I just want you to tell the listening audience just a little bit about you, who you are and what you do, what you've done, and that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. You want me to do that right now?
Ma'am?
Oh, okay. You're like, just tell the listening audience. Well, I'm an actress and a comedian, Kim Whitley. Hey. Matter of fact, I was just sitting here going through, like, time does fly. I've done television, I've done film. I really came onto the scene in film with a movie called Next Friday. Then that was definitely for, I would say, Black Hollywood and Black America. And then I hit the scene, I guess, for the other America in a TV show called Curb Your Enthusiasm, and just doing film and movies. And how I met Janice was that we did a movie called The Salon with Vivica Fox. So that's about it, and just still doing stand-up.
Okay. I like how you refer to them as the other America.
The other America.
Interesting.
The other America. Yeah, that's it. Because it is definitely nowadays it's just, you know, it is like it's a pish posh of all kind of things going on. So we just say that and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Tell us, Kim, how do you prepare for, you talked about stand-up, you talked about television, you talked about movies. How do you prepare for those three different areas when it comes to your skin and makeup? Is there anything that you do in preparation to do one of those type of jobs, or do you just, you know, leave it to the professionals when you get there?
Well, no, what I like to do is really scrub my face with some kind of either one of those pads that have the little abrasion on them, like a little what would we call that? A Brillo, not Brillo, but has a slight Brillo on it. That sounds crazy. I scrub my face with a Brillo pad. But I get I exfoliate with it has like a scrub, like a facial scrub.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like to use this fresh pineapple and cornmeal facial scrub. I like to do that and then I put a mask on before I go to the set, and then I had a makeup artist tell me, did you use a mask or did you do a scrub? Because she felt that the makeup didn't adhere to my skin because I must have done, you know. I was like, oh. So now I'm like, oh, okay, I don't know if I should do that. So I try to do it maybe at least 24 hours before,
right.
Not that morning of.
Right.
Oh, yeah, definitely not the morning of.
So, yeah, I think that's what happens, that they, I think that's probably about it, and try to drink a lot of water so it won't be so dry. And then I remember sometimes, you know, you can get allergic reactions and breakouts from makeup. So I keep this, I don't even know what it is, but someone said it's like a steroid or something. It's in a cream. It's like a steroid cream because I had a breakout from makeup. And so when I was on a movie, and I was like, oh, my God, they're like, ooh, the next day. We don't know how she's going to look when she comes back. But I put that on my face, and it took away all the inflammation and the bumps and the hives.
Okay. Oh, wow. So you really break out when you're allergic to makeup.
Yeah, it's just sometimes it's just crazy. I mean, it's really only happened maybe one time, and that's because sometimes your face, and I wouldn't say it takes a lot of abuse, but when you're doing film, you know, television, you do a sitcom, you only have to get in, you know, hair and makeup that one day. But when you're doing film every morning, or a drama, every morning your face is being touched, you know, so it's being, you know, slightly pulled. And so that's what happens with that.
And you never know about people's brushes either. You know, if the brushes aren't clean and they're using them from one person to the next.
I know you just mentioned a scrub, but what are some of the other products that you use that you just can't do without?
Well, as far as makeup, I love you guys that lip gloss, Illusion. My favorite
Say that a little louder.
Hi, Illusions, my favorite lip gloss. let's say the products I really cannot live without. A sunscreen. I love a scrub. I have to use like a pineapple scrub or some kind of facial scrub with a little meal in it. I have to have the Vaseline lotion, creamy style. I have Vaseline, just petroleum jelly.
Now, you use that on your face?
Yes, like at night. When I'm feeling really dry, I will slap that on. I figure if it softens up your feet and your hands, it's got to soften up your face.
Right.
So I slap that on and go to sleep. I cannot live without a powder.
Prep powder?
I use MAC. The dual finish. And I really love this great concealer I've been using. It's called Amazing.
Amazing from Amazing Cosmetics?
Yes.
Yeah.
I get it at Sephora.
Oh, yeah. It's nice.
Oh, my goodness. Now, when I tell you something, you can have a burn. You can have half a face missing, whatever. You slap that on, it's going to cover it.
Yeah. I mean, it's basically, it's amazing, really.
Yeah, it is. I dab that on, and a little goes a long way. I have really, I have to have a good mascara, a good lengthening and thick mascara, and pretty much the things that I keep in my purse on a daily is a concealer or some kind of cream foundation, because I have things I need to cover up. I got to have my dual finish powder. Got to have an eyeliner. A black or a light or a dark brown, and I have to have a mascara and lip gloss.
Now, Kim, you said you have some things you need to cover up. What are you doing to?
You had to go back to that. That's what you had to do.
Yeah, we had to. We had.
And it's funny, Kim, because I was going to ask the same thing. So
that's what y'all going to do. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
How to go there.
Wait. So what are you doing to correct it?
Well, the problem is I used to be a man, and once I had the sex change, you know, it was difficult to hide the Adam's apple and the beard. And, I would say going to the dermatologist, and I got a bleaching cream. And maybe keep my hands off my face.
Yeah, that'll help.
I cut off all my fingernails. So I'm, you know, I'm a work in progress.
What about your hair? Does your hair create breakouts?
I try to keep it off my face because it does. if I put any kind of product in it, oil of any type, yes, it will break out on my forehead, or if it's around my face, if I got a new weave or something, and it's just a little oil in it. Yes, I try to wear styles that are back. I do cover my forehead, but yes, I try to. That definitely does that. And I use a tin skin. I cannot live without tin skin.
Oh yeah, tin skin, nice. You use that on your breakout?
I use that on any kind of dark spot, any kind of hair follicles that might be coming through. I use that to exfoliate. I use it to clean silverware. You know, I just use it. That's pretty much as an exfoliate, and to keep if you have like ingrown hair.
Right.
So,
let me ask you, because it sounds like you're saying that, you know, you use a lot of scrubs and exfoliants. Have you found that that was very helpful to whatever you're trying to cover up?
Yes. If I use them on a regular, then definitely. It definitely, you could tell that, it, you know, it's getting lighter and getting better. If I would just, you have to have a regimen. And I don't have a regimen. And then I try not to use really hot water.
Mm-hmm.
You
so
know,
you said you don't have a regimen.
I try to, and then I'm, you know, forget my regimen.
Come on
changed.
Now.
But yeah, I know. Because I figure if you keep using the same products, you're going to get the same results. So I try to switch it up every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
now, how often are you using a scrub? Are you using it every day?
No.
Okay.
I don't use a scrub every day. Maybe I should. No, I don't. And to be honest with you, sometimes I go to sleep with makeup on.
Oh, my God.
You sleep with your makeup on. Kim, you know that is bad.
You never know.
You can't blame the makeup.
But sometimes you got to wake up beautiful. It depends on who's next to you. So sometimes I got to sleep, but then sometimes I'm just so tired, I fall asleep. I do. I just go to sleep. I'm like, it's over.
So are you saying that you're tired? Like, so maybe you're coming in late from a job and you're tired and you go to sleep?
Yes.
Why don't you suggest to whoever did the makeup, if there's a makeup artist there, that they take their makeup?
Clean my face.
Yes. That they, you know, they should be able to take your makeup off before you leave. Like, especially if it's a movie.
Well, sometimes they do, and sometimes they're trying to get out of there, too. And I forget, you know, I get to run in my mouth on the set. And, sometimes I drop the ball.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably should do that.
You may need to include some makeup wipes in your makeup bag.
Okay, that probably will help.
Get some of it off, because that's going to help with any breakouts as well.
So I probably, and what makeup wipes do you suggest?
There's several of them. There's the one, the Comedones, where you can get from Trader Joe's, or you can get from Friends Beauty Supply. You know where Friends is.
You don't have to get the, like, expensive ones, like the MAC or anything like that.
No.
Okay.
You know what? You should get the ones that are that work as a as like a little scrub. They have the little
and they're white
things on them. And then that way, as you're cleaning your makeup off, you're also exfoliating. It's a very
I didn't know they had some with the little scrub in them.
And to be honest, you can get them from Walmart or Walgreens or CVS.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay, I learned something. I had to get them at the makeup. So I can, does a baby wipe work just as good?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Well, it does. It'll work, but.
It's not really a makeup remover.
Right.
Okay.
You're going to do more scrubbing your face than anything with a baby wipe.
Right. My biggest thing, what I'm trying to figure out now, is the doggone, you know, I was like, you don't need it. What for under the eye, you know?
What do you mean as far as?
Like eye cream. You know, I get dark circles now because, you know, my mascara, maybe it is bleeding into my skin. Who knows? but just something to put on to keep your wrinkles from coming, maybe? Or keep them.
You know, I just tried this product from Olay called Pro X, and they have an eye cream that actually isn't that bad at all. But you could probably use any eye cream as long as you're applying it in the morning and at night. You should be fine. And that should help with some of the darkness under your eye, too.
And you do see a difference?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And I've recently come across a product from Diane Brill Cosmetics. And, Kim, I think they sell it at the Beauty Junkie out in the valley somewhere. I can't think right now. But
Beauty Junkie? That's a place in the valley?
Mm-hmm. It's called Beauty Junkie, and it's they sell a cosmetic brand called Diane Brill. And she has an eye de-puffer. So when you get puffy under the eyes, that helps.
Well, my mother said that's just because you're smart. Okay, maybe not.
Nah, but it helps with the puffiness under the eyes and then also, you know, the dark circles and that kind of thing.
Okay. Now, my question is this. Is that because of what I'm saying is the place that you're talking about? Is it called a Beauty Junkie because it's discounted or no? Just because it has everything?
It's because they have a lot of beauty products.
Oh. Yeah. Where is a place to get? Is there any place online or anywhere that you can get discounted beauty items?
Oh, God, there's tons. If you just do a Google search, you can find tons of places. But, I mean, but by the time you pay shipping and all that, you could just probably go somewhere.
Oh, that's true. That's how they get you.
Right. Yeah.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. And, you know, Tim, as an actress, you know you can get discounts to, just like makeup artists, how we get discounts to several cosmetic lines, you can too.
You know what? I know, but I think it's, yeah, I want to get y'all a discount. Our discount is usually like 10%. Yours is like 30%. So I need to use your discount card.
Okay.
Yeah, listen to you.
Yeah, because we do get 40%.
Oh my God, 40!
Yeah,
that makes it, you know.
Your royal flyness in the chat room said Kim is crazy, and I'm typing in kimisahotmess.com.
Ah, hilarious! Hilarious. I like the little blue, the beauty tip radio show, blog show. I don't have any idea what it's called.
See,
y'all are doing it and it's fabulous. I mean, it's lovely. I mean, it's a great idea and then people can ask. Because I even have questions, you know.
The thing, I was going to ask you if you had questions and concerns, but you're just kind of flowing and answering some of the stuff that I was going to ask. So it's all good.
Yeah. I wish they could, you know, I know they have those. Like, how do you use those eyebrow stencils? Like, if... What do? Color your eyebrow in, and then you pluck off all the hair around the, I don't, how do you do that? I'm like, well, how does that work?
Right. Well, no, you don't do any plucking. You don't do any plucking. You basically fill in your brow by following the outline of the stencil.
Uh-huh. You fill in your brow following the out.
Mm-hmm. You just place the stencil over your existing brow. You know,
uh-huh.
And you choose basically the desired brow that you want. Like, you know, you have several ones, and if you want a fuller brow, you find a stencil that has a fuller brow in the shape that you want. You place it over your brow, and then you just follow the outline of the stencil.
Let me just say this really quickly. If you want to join us in our chat room, you can log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/illusions-cosmetics, and then just click on, you know, join chat.
Join.
Now, on one of our earlier shows, we had actress Jasmine Lewis on.
Okay.
And she talked about.
Okay, I'm just joking.
You better be quiet. She may be listening.
Oh, hey, Jasmine.
She talked about one of her worst foundation experiences, because the topic was about choosing the correct foundation. And so she talked about one of her worst foundation experiences, and it was kind of hilarious. But I wanted to ask you, do you have any memorable experiences of maybe choosing yourself a foundation, your foundation, or maybe going on a movie or television set where someone applied a foundation and it just was not the right color? Or if so, how did you correct it? What did you do?
Well, yes, I have been on a set, and the makeup artist has made me green. it was a movie called The Salon. And, oh, I'm sorry. That was yours. No. Mm-hmm. I have gone, you know, and I'm not saying of the others.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're not, you know, up on our maybe mixture of color, and
mm-hmm.
they gave me a green undertone,
mm-hmm.
Which was bad. And I literally, I looked at it, I just was like, this is, and I'm usually really nice and I can fix it.
Right.
You know, like back, you know, when you're younger, when you first start, you know, you'll take a lot of stuff, you know.
Right.
And you just go with it. And I was like, no, I've been in the business too long. I'm not going for anything. I went
right.
and washed my whole face.
Mm-hmm.
And usually you try to go to the head makeup artist and say, you know, I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble or anything, but this is awful.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you know, always keep, I've learned a lesson, always keep my own foundation with me.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the makeup artists, they appreciate that.
Right.
Because then they don't have to go through any, you know, trials and tribulations, because they know, okay, well, we know that matches.
Mhm.
And we know what she likes, and we know what's going to look good on her.
Mhm.
So, I, you know, that's been the only thing, is that they have been, you know, green.
Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a time when a makeup artist did your makeup, you know, it was green or the color was wrong in some other way, and you didn't say anything and you just went with it? Like when
yes.
you were younger, maybe?
Yes, I have, because I didn't know what to say or who to say something to, or I didn't, you know, always, I don't want to get her in trouble. But you know what? It's me on this screen. It's not her.
Right.
The only other problem I had, problem with the foundation, was coverage, because I was in a movie. I'm not going to say the movie because she could be listening to, and I think they understood. When you know your face, it's an early movie, I asked the makeup artist, you know, for coverage, I said, I really need you to watch, you know, this area right here. And, Janice, you know what I'm talking about, you know, my area right near my chin, because that's where I scratch my face all the time. And you know, during the scene, I was like, you know, I don't have time to run to the bathroom and keep checking my face. Well, after the scene, you know, I got up and I was like, oh, my God. I said, how many, you know, shots did we get with my face looking like this? And they were like, oh, not that many. I said, well, I said, I'll tell you this much. I said, if they got a bad shot of me, and my makeup looks like this, I said, you're going to hear from me at the premiere.
Mm.
And lo and behold, at the premiere, why this, of all shots that the director thinks that the best one is the closest you can get on my face.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it took up the whole screen. I was like, why would he pick that one? I mean, it was like, and it was a real close-up. And I actually remember the audience going, woo, like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And at the end of the premiere, walking back, you know, from the seat, going out, and both of the makeup artists came to me, and they said, we just want to really apologize. They came to me.
Wow.
And I'll never forget that, because I was like, see? But see doesn't do anything.
Right, exactly.
It doesn't. It's like, I told you. And, you know, it's like, listen to the person. I'm working, you're doing your job. But sitting over there cackling, when they say cut, you need to come over and check the person. Because
right.
that's your
exactly.
job.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. From a makeup artist's standpoint, I have to say that, you know, just like you said, you know, as an actress, you know, you can say, okay, I'm not settling for anything because it's my face on the screen. But I think makeup artists also need to ask questions of
uh-huh.
the actors and say, okay, how do you like this color? Do you think, especially if you're a makeup artist and you're unsure and you don't know for sure that that's the correct match, then you need to be asking questions, because not only is it the actress up on that screen, but it's also your work up on that screen. And
right.
You will be surprised how many people read those credits to look to see who did makeup. You know, you just don't know who knows who knows what about who. And I'm just, from a makeup artist standpoint, I don't want my name in the credits, and I'm getting that kind of response from the crowd when they see my work.
Right, and that's what makes it so, like, daggone. The whole movie, makeup's great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you let the one time, you know, mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
Just
right.
One shot. But it was a one-shot, bad shot, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think about color correction? Because I hear a lot of times, you know, sometimes they want to say, well, we'll do color correction in post. My thing is, I don't want to depend on color correction because whoever's working in post, I'm not so sure they understand or know everything about the right match or foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm afraid of color correcting in post. I just feel like we need to get it right from the very beginning.
Right, you got to get it right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because I don't even know what that is.
Right, right. We really don't understand exactly what it is. I mean, what are they doing when they color correct? How are they doing it? You know, and it's like the makeup artist and the actor is not in post with them.
True.
Right, so they don't know what that is.
Kim, we have two gentlemen actually joining us in the chat room, Mr. Derek and your Royal Flyness. Can you say hello to them?
Royal Flyness.
Royal Flyness.
Oh, Royal Flyness. Oh, my God.
Don't get excited.
Oh.
They want you to say hello.
Hi. Do I just say hi like that?
Yeah, you just say hi. They're listening to you.
Oh. Hi, guys. It's guys, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, what makes guys listen to stuff about makeup?
Well, let's find out, Your Royal Flyness and Mr. Derek in the chat room. What makes guys listen to Beauty Talk on Blog Talk Radio? So why did you all join us tonight? When I get their responses, I'll let you know.
It may be very well, Kim, that because they knew that you were going to be a guest.
On the show.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Okay. So are they going to answer that question?
I'm hoping they're answering right now.
But in the meantime, Kim, so when you prepare for the red carpet, is it any different than what you explained earlier, like when you prepare for television or film? Are you doing anything special?
Oh, yeah. For the red carpet, usually I had to hire somebody because, you know, or unless the studio supplies it. But the red carpet, you tend to, I would say, make sure you have lots of powder.
Mm-hmm.
I usually put light under my eyes, usually a banana powder.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I do too much, but contour.
Mm-hmm.
I like the bronze.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Harold. Everybody say hi to Harold. Hi, Harold. Thank you, Harold. Oh, Harold is my assistant. He helps me.
Okay.
Yeah, he would help me. I have to ask him to come over, and he'll help me get ready for the red carpet. But it's a whole process. I was at a luncheon and Diane Carol was speaking at the luncheon, and she's like, whew. She's like, it's just, I know you guys don't see me out, you know, often. And she said, the reason is because it takes so much, and people expect so much.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
I'm from Cleveland, so I just roll out any kind of way. And my mother said, please stop doing that. I was like, why I got stuff? She was like, oh, God, people are recognizing you. And you just look, you know, and I'm looking crazy. And she's like, and people want to take pictures. Sorry. And,
okay. In response to why the guys tuned in. Your Royal Flyness said, I just started gathering models to promote my book on MySpace dating, and most of these girls don't know a thing about makeup, and some of them need it. Plus, Kim is funny as hell. That's what made me tune in.
Oh.
Well, that was nice.
That was very nice. Hey.
Thank you, Your Royal Flyness, for tuning in.
But he said he's your royal finest too.
Finest, and he recruits models. Was he a pimp?
He's a photographer. He's a photographer.
Mm-hmm. What kind of photographer? Okay. But you know what? And that's what I tried to watch. I remember I was doing Makeover Manor. Mm-hmm. I really pay attention to makeup artists. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. You could tell.
Oh, and he's an author. Okay, I just had to get that in. So.
And he's in what?
He's an author.
Oh, that's right. He's an author. Mm, the Pimp Chronicles. Okay. I was just saying, you can always tell the experience of somebody as soon as they touch my face.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell if they're pulling on your eye, if they touch your skin. You know, a lot of makeup artists don't know that people don't want your hand directly on their face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really tend to mind it, but some makeup artists will use their hands to blend color.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. And some people are like, hey, wait, hold up, what you doing? You know.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I can tell. So I've watched makeup artists, though. I pick up a lot of tips from them. And I remember even with I did Makeover Manor and Sam Fine, who's, you know, been in the game for a long time.
Right.
You know, he had a different technique of putting makeup on than, you know, Janice or Denise or BJ or Boogie or, you know, everyone has a technique.
Right.
I remember I learned from a makeup artist about eyelashes. And I thought, just, you know, every time you put your eyelashes on, you know, I had glue everywhere. And what I learned from a makeup artist one time is that she put the eyelash glue on the eyelash, set it aside, and then she let it get tacky. You know, she didn't put it directly on the eye. And, you know, let it dry a little bit so you can put it on the eye and it won't move, really. And then you can, you know, manipulate it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once I learned that, please, all my girlfriends are like, can you put my lashes on, you know, at their wedding and different things.
Right.
I'm eyelash queen.
Looks like we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Uh-oh. Who's that?
It's Jasmine. Hi, people.
Hey.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Fine. And what did you say earlier, Kim? What was that?
Okay. I said, I love Jasmine. That's what I said.
No, you did. Did you really?
Yes, I did.
All right,
they now. Like, they were like,
Jasmine, I wouldn't lie.
I was like, Jasmine who? I was like, I don't know Jasmine Lewis. What's she do?
You know, I think I'm famous when I can just say Jasmine. That's it. That's
okay.
All.
Okay.
Right. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I had to log in to hear my favorite girls talk about makeup and beauty and my favorite funny celebrity, Kim, talk about
doing,
being
girl?
Fabulous. You know, doing the same thing.
No,
I'm about to call
like
you. Don't even worry about it.
You still looking like you're 22?
I'm trying.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I'm working on it.
It ain't even out here in this desert, you know. It's
hello.
Interesting because, you know, just from the Midwest and then coming here, I find my skin is, you know, it's weird, like in the tropic. Oh, my God, the salt water. Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
It feels so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come here, or is it maybe the Midwest, where it feels dry.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
you know,
you
I'm from the Midwest, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
so
I'm from Ohio, and I have found the secret of youth out in California. And the secret is stay away from the sun.
Yep.
Wow.
It's sad and it's crazy. Put on sunscreen.
Yep.
I know we're black. We all got melanin. Power to the people. But put on some sunscreen.
Right. I put
thank you.
Today.
That's what it is. And as everybody's like, how come you look the same as you did when you was on Good News? And that was back in 1997. Because I put on sunscreen.
Wow.
That's why. I swear.
But you avoid the sun a little bit as well. Right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Stay out of the sun, too.
Right. Don't just lay out there trying to tan.
Right.
You know what? And it's wonderful. And I will get my tan on, but I will tan through sunscreen so that you know what is it, UV? There's some good rays and bad rays.
Right.
And I keep the bad rays out, and it keeps from your skin from drying and, you know, all of those things. So we don't want to look like leather handbags, like, you know, the housewife.
Right.
We don't want to do that.
Right. No, that makes sense. That does.
You know?
No, that I definitely agree with that. And I just started really getting into the sunscreen.
I was trying to.
Okay. Jasmine.
Yes.
Since you're on the show, can you please tell the story about your weird foundation experience that you had.
Which weird foundation experience? But okay. Oh, you mean the one where I turned a completely different color?
Yes, because I want Kim to hear this story, but I want the listeners to hear it, people who may not have heard the story the first time you told it, when, you know, you stepped out of the trailer and you told them you had to you go ahead and tell the story. You know which one I'm talking about.
Well, what Kim would know about this time, we were all sort of just, you know, getting our feet going in sitcom television at the time. And makeup artists sort of made the rounds on the UPN shows. And one, and I was very new, so I sat down in a chair and trusted that she could make me look pretty, because that's our whole goal, make me pretty. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I sat down and closed my eyes and woke up another color, basically. I didn't even realize it. She, women of color have a certain overtone and a certain undertone.
Come on.
And that may be vastly different. And, you know, what you look like when I'm looking at you with my naked eye just across the room, and what may come under your skin when some heat and lights and things get to you, it could turn into something else. And she just took me for what I was on the surface, I suppose. I actually have no justification for what she did. So she put on foundation. She put on the makeup. I stepped out of the trailer, looked in the mirror, and I was literally a completely different color. Sad thing about it is she didn't even blend me to be a new person all the way through my neck.
No.
She just stopped at my jawline. So, you know, I mean, you know, I'm what color I am, but my undertone is very yellow. She decided my undertone was very red, and she made me an American Indian. I am not an American Indian.
Oh, no.
It's a very beautiful, beautiful skin tone, but that is not my skin tone. And I did not own that skin tone, and she gave it to me.
Wow.
So I said, okay. And, you know, that was the whole, I got to run to my own trailer, wash my entire face, and put on something else.
And but see, you're missing the important part when the AD came to the trailer, which you did.
Oh, God. No, listen to you. You mean when I said that I can't do this? This part?
Well, when you walked down the stairs, what did you do?
Out. Because I practically did. No, because I didn't have a mirror right away. I didn't know. I had to go to my trailer to see that.
But remember,
see, you need to tell the story. You need to tell the whole story, see?
Yeah, I would have told the story.
But happened?
Before anybody
starts making up her lies and stuff, she forgets.
Tell the story.
Before anybody tells the story, you pretended to fall. Remember?
Oh, when I yeah, I did. Well, I wanted to go to my trailer, so I tended to become very ill, and I passed out. I passed out. I was like, oh, I don't feel good. They didn't notice that my face was a whole different color from my neck. So yeah, I pretended to pass out and proceeded to be drugged to my trailer. Yeah, it was a situation. I just wanted to go there and wash my face.
That's it. Absolutely. I agree with that. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Who was the – we had a girl in a movie. That was our movie, The Salon, who used to wash her face at lunchtime.
All right.
Do you remember that?
I remember that.
Do you remember – you don't remember the big – okay. Remember the girl that was in Tales of Brooklyn or Brook Tales or Book
– Oh, yeah. The
Hicks.
No, she was in Belly,
yes.
Oh, that girl.
Let me tell you something. At lunch, she would wash all her makeup, but we couldn't believe it.
But for the purpose of what?
I think she said she was, it was sweaty or she needed it redone. It didn't look right. You know, she had already, you know, been touched up enough that she wanted it fresh. And we couldn't believe it. After a while, we were like, what? I think biblical.
Be like, no, sweetie. No, you don't get that.
Honey.
No. Because no.
You're not going to be ready.
Right.
Oh, yeah, she was
not
out of control.
Well, refresh is wow. Okay, no.
Well, look, ladies, we have another caller.
All right.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Somebody got scared. Me and Kendra scared the caller off.
Okay. Maybe they just want to listen. Maybe they just want to listen. Okay.
That's all right. All right.
But look, we have.
Topic. I missed the topic. You guys always have such an interesting topic, and I didn't log on until later. What's the actual topic?
It was about alligator feet.
Yeah. It was about who? Alligators.
But,
you know, I'm on a cell phone.
It was just about Hollywood beauty, and we were pretty much just letting Kim run the show.
Well, you couldn't put it in better? Go ahead, Kim. What is Hollywood beauty?
That's
get it now. That's why she does what she does, and she's been around since the beginning of time and going to be around to the end.
Well, I love that. But you know what?
That's right.
You realize that time flies. I was just saying that. I was like, I just literally pulled out, literally, while we started the interview, because this little girl wanted to do a report on me in school.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think nothing about it, so I ran in the back and grabbed stuff. But time goes so fast.
I know.
I pulled out a poster in one of those poster tubes of Sparks, about 10 of them.
Yeah, I was just about to say, Good News of Sparks was, what, 11 years ago?
Right.
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, because I was like, oh, I've been looking for these. Really?
Yeah.
Listen,
really?
We have 2 minutes left, so let me say a couple of things. And then, Kim, I want to ask you, because we ask everybody this, what is beauty to you? But I want to say a couple of things, and then we'll just let the show phase out and just keep talking. First, I want to thank you, Kim, so much for joining us tonight. And thank you, Jasmine, for your surprise call. Wasn't expecting it. Kim was really talking about you earlier, but, you know, we'll talk about that another time. And thank you both for calling in and being with us. We are really trying to make this show something special. So thank you so much. This is one show that we've had the most callers going. So we definitely got to get both of you back again. And we want to just keep reminding people to call in every other Thursday at 914-803-4399. You can email us your questions the day of the show, during the show, or anytime before the show at info@illusionsbeauty.com. And you can also
join us in the chat room.
Right, the chat room. Thank you, Your Royal Flyness, and what is it, Mr. Derek, I think?
Mr. Derek,
Mr. Derek.
How are
And then on April 16th at 9 p.m., and that's 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we're going to be doing a show, and it's going to be titled Over with makeup artist Marietta Carter-Narcisse. Kim, I think you know Marietta.
Mm-hmm.
Promises to be very informative, and she's going to talk about how she pretty much had to start over as a makeup artist after she left Los Angeles and moved to Florida. So that's
all right.
Oh, okay.
About reinventing yourself.
Well, do we do it every day?
Every day.
Hello, we better.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us. You've been listening to Beauty Talk with Edit. And Kim, I want you to just tell me in your own words what beauty means to you.
Beauty means waxing. I need the wax to wax. I don't need to see all that under your bikini. But beauty really means to me is a smile. That's basically it. I don't care what country, I don't care if you don't have any teeth, I don't care what kind of smile it is, but beauty comes from within, and a smile can speak and go through any language. And it
that's right.
All kind of barriers. Yeah.
Hello.
So that's
and you provide us with plenty, honey.
Oh,
yeah.
I love
He's hilarious. He's
I
hilarious.
Childhood.
Now, have you gone to, what is it, Whacked Out Wednesdays?
Oh, yeah, we canceled that. How about that one?
All
Y'all
right. Well, we're going to get another one because we are going to keep smiling with Kim.
That's right. We are going to keep smiling.
That's right.
Moving on to the next thing, you know.
There you go.
I ask forever. You just got to get ready for the change. Whatever the change is, get ready.
Keep it moving.
Change. I welcome it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let you know, both of you, that you can go out to our page and you can hear the show. Whenever you want, as often as you want. And I think you can post it on Twitter.
Oh, really?
That's cute. Now, tell us the page so we can go to it.
It's www.blogtalkradio.com/illusions ILLUSIONS-cosmetics.
Okay, see
the there you go. You cannot be drinking when you log into that.
Okay.
Keep it sober.
Okay.
Got it.
That was a good one.
I love it.
Oh, hilarious.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Did you say keep it sober?
Yeah. Keep it sober because you will end up someplace else.
Yeah, you will.
And can't figure out where is the beauty talk.
Love it. I think it's an excellent idea. I'm very impressed.
There you go. I love it.
Now you're not goofy and giggling.
Oh, wow. So thank you, ladies. We are now off the air.
All right.
Well, thank you. That was
I love you, girls.
Love you too, Jazz. Thank you.
Jazz, how do you know them?
Denise was my makeup artist on Three Can Play That Game.
When you say Janice, though, see...
Janice, not Janice, Denise.
Oh,
and I just know Janice because that's her twin, and we went to hang out and ate food together. And you know I love food, so.
What show was this? What?
It was on Three Can Play That Game, the movie. Vivica's the sequel to Two Can Play That Game.
Were you in that? I'm just.
Mm-hmm. Three Can Play That Game. Yep.
What did you hear? Were you in that? I'm just playing. You were the movie.
All right. Yeah, I was there.
Don't you know me by now?
Maybe a couple, two, three things. You know, just trying to keep it out there.
Yes, you will. Oh, you're a fantastic actress. One of my favorite actresses. I just don't
yeah, so.
You, so, you know.
How did you guys get Kim on your show?
I just,
that's only because they talk to me every now and then. No, I do know them. You know that, don't you?
Yes. Well, I would assume so. You know everybody. I don't assume how you know them. I just assume you do.
But you know what I'll say? Because
what?
They keep in contact with me.
There you go.
Maybe
all
I'll
right.
Say that, and that's a hint, hint.
I am with you. I got it. That's all right, because I'm trying to drag you into a movie I'm about to do, so I'm about to get in contact, too.
As long as it's a good one, and it got some ching-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a.
Well, we got that.
See?
We do what we must. We're in a recession. We ain't going to put nothing out there to make us look crazy in 10 years. But we are not doing Shakespeare, okay? We are not doing Shakespeare.
Right, right. Just, you know, let's all make some money so we can have money to just take
hello?
Care of ourselves and our family. I know y'all like, why are these girls talking and getting deep right now?
I know.
That's
all right.
Wait a minute. Oh, there goes some illusions right here, lip gloss.
Yes, Denise. You didn't send me my lip gloss.
Uh-oh.
I always do this.
Yeah,
I'm so terrible.
I did. I did.
No, no, wait. No, I got the the stuff that goes on your face under your foundation. I didn't get the lip gloss.
Uh-oh.
And you know I'm out right now. The Wildberry.
Uh-huh.
I'm out, and my lips is looking all fucked up to be damned right now.
What color is your
wife? Are we on the radio?
I hope not.
I got the African violet over here I never used.
I want Wildberry.
Okay,
is
Wildberry.
It Wildberry?
Wait, it's Wildberry.
Yeah, I'm out. And you know what? And bear in mind, I did an interview 2 days ago, and they asked me what was on my lips. I said, the last of Wildberry.
Not
the last. And I made it a point to say that.
The last
of Wildberry.
The message.
Because my people don't send my stuff.
Okay, it's
like
coming.
Whatever.
I just thought I'd throw that out there, you know, just while I'm talking.
And you
okay. I'm choking.
I just want to go and listen. I'm intrigued at what this sounds like.
Mm-hmm. And go out and listen to the show that Jasmine did, too. It is hilarious. You have.
Oh, Lord.
But she started forgetting what she did. I'm like, half a.
Well, you know, I was drinking.
Story.
But see, you'll hear the real story on that show. It was funny.
Yeah, that was the story. It was kind of all fucked up, too. Yeah, I know. That's terrible.
Did you name names, Negro?
No, I did not. But
no,
if I told you, you know exactly who I'm talking about, which is why I am not naming names.
Oh,
but you know exactly who I'm talking about because it was a circuit. Yeah, it was a circuit back then. Everybody did all the UPN.
Yeah.
They moved around, you know,
it's
so you
so
would know exactly who I'm talking about.
Please, I was
talking
about
are they,
it jacked
okay.
me up on up. It was next Friday. That's why I didn't say the movie.
Hint, hint.
Right.
Are they a little older now?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That narrows
yep.
it down to about 3 or 4.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, they was jacking me up.
Yeah, and I never see. Good thing you guys don't do hair, because I would talk about how Pinky took off all my hair.
No, not Pinky, girl. And Pinky took all my wigs and never gave them back to me.
See, well, she took off my hair with a curling iron. Off,
oh,
left with a curl,
girl,
wrapped around.
Dark at the top, and somebody I didn't know it till later.
Right.
Mm-mm.
Hello. See, she took it with my hair. I was like, oh, that's. My hair, the curl is still wrapped around the iron. Yeah, that was during Good News. You know, Peggy was our key over there.
I just want y'all to know that my switchboard says that the show is on but not streaming.
Oh, Lord!
Oh, no. Okay, all right, finished.
Wow, the switchboard is like, okay, y'all. Thank you for letting us know, switchboard.
Hello.
Oh,
we have to keep
well,
in touch.
It was nice talking to y'all. Look, get off.
Yes. Hey, Kim.
Huh?
Text me your number so I can contact you about this movie.
Okay. Can one of y'all text her my number?
Yeah.
Why don't
you guys text me? Denise, text
yeah.
me Kim's number
yeah,
so
okay,
I can text
okay.
her back my information.
So she can give it back to me.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and email, too.
Why can't Denise text it?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Denise,
oh,
Denise, hey,
Denise,
one of us came to me.
One of us will do it. But one of us perfect.
Beautiful. I don't care who it is. You all the same to me.
You all are crazy.
All right, ladies, you guys have a good night.
Thank you all so much.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.